You are listening to episode 810. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized for our weekly theme. And this way, you get to explore different topics in depth and really master them using different meditation techniques. Experiment, try something new, see what might work for you. And mostly, I honor you for showing up for yourself, for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's meditation, you're going to be guided using a mudra technique. Now, this is one of those techniques I encourage you to be a little bit open to. You never have to do the techniques I share. You can still do the meditation and receive all the benefits without trying the techniques. But I encourage you to try a technique or two because techniques are for when you're right in the midst of your busy day. They help you to remember your focus and your intention, those beautiful qualities you cultivate when you're seated meditating. And so it's a way for you to take your meditation ritual off the mat or your meditation cushion and into your everyday life. So you start to live and breathe your meditation. All the techniques and resources and meditations, everything I share in this week's series can be found at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. There you will also find an invitation to join a free private Facebook group of meditators from around the world who listen to these meditations just like you do. We do a weekly challenge customized around the theme, so you can ask questions, receive inspiration, and connect with other people just like you. Sometimes we can be the only person we know who meditates. We might not have too many meditators around us, and when you connect with others, it helps you to be more consistent in your ritual. Again, you can do that you can send me a message, actually, on my Sipinome Facebook page. Just send me a message and say, hey, please add me to your group. I'll gladly do so. Or you can go to the resources section in each series, and you'll see a link where you can join the Facebook group there. Well, in yesterday's meditation, I always share a breathing technique every Tuesday. So I recorded a meditation guiding you through a visualization, and I realized that I forgot to leave the breathing technique. So some of you may have noticed that if you regularly follow the Tuesday breathing technique meditations, although I really feel like you still gained a lot of value, hopefully, in that meditation. It was a pretty intense meditation. It was to show compassion for people who are negative in our lives. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to share with you a breathing technique along with a mudra. Every Wednesday, I share a mudra. Mudras are simply ways you position your hands that activate or stimulate a corresponding region in your brain, much like yoga or acupressure. They're often referred to, in fact, as yoga in your hands. So you get a layered meditation today to help you manage negative people, our theme this week. And so you get a mudra and a breathing technique. Now you might want to take a look at the photo on my Facebook page or the website for today's mudra, although it is pretty simple. You can probably guess it, but I always leave a photo there in case you're wondering, how do I position my hand in that particular way. So as you get ready to do the meditation, throughout this series, I'm also sharing with you a thought leader, maybe a spiritual thought leader, maybe a business thought leader, maybe a health and wellness thought leader, just people who I come across that stand out with a particular message that's powerful, that might give you a different angle on how to manage negative people. If you Google how to manage negative people, you'll find the articles that are on the first page pretty much say the same thing. And so I wanted to pull out some different perspectives from people you may not have ever heard of. Although today's person, I think you may have heard of. And he is a Buddhist monk from Vietnam. He is a peace activist, and many people follow his beautiful meditations as well as his beautiful words that he shares. And his name is Thich Nhat Hanh. I hope I pronounced that correctly. He actually lives in the south of France currently, and he is a very highly regarded Zen master. And I want to share with you what he has to say about managing your reaction to negative people. What he says is, if your house is on fire, the most urgent thing to do is to go back and try to put out the fire, not to run after the person you believe to be the arsonist. If you run after the person you suspect has burned your house will burn down while you're chasing him or her. That is not wise. You must go back and put the fire out. So when you are angry, if you continue to interact with or argue with the other person, if you try to punish them, you are acting like someone who runs after the arsonist while everything else goes up in flames. And I like this because it goes so well with what the other people have shared thus far in this series about it's so important to keep your focus. That's what Robin Sharma articulated so well about what he's noticed about the most successful people he's worked with, which are some of the most successful people in the world. You can listen to his episode that was on Monday. So I believe it was episode 809. And I shared an affirmation. And focus, he says, is more valuable than intelligence. Because when you're able to focus, you're able to direct your heart energy. And what I mean by that is this, and this is also what the Buddhist monk said in Tuesday's meditation for compassion, where he says that try to feel compassion so that you can separate the negative vibes from the person from the rest of their qualities, from the rest of their life, so that you can see the true essence of the person. A lot of times negativity is just a mask. It's just pain. It's just a reaction from particular events that that person has experienced. They feel threatened and it comes across as very negative. So I like the idea of tending to your house when it's on fire, even if that person set it on fire, they triggered a reaction in you, rather than going after them, tend to your own self. Focus on your own qualities. Keep your mind deeply focused on your purpose in life. And if you don't really have a purpose, or maybe you're not so clear about your purpose, you may find that people or situations you encounter that don't go so well, that are even negative, that you view as negative, you may find yourself constantly encountering situations like this if you yourself are not focused on a big purpose for your life. So think about that. Think about how a lot of the responsibility can even be with you to become so engaged with whatever you're best at, whatever you want to share and get out there in the world, maybe cultivating your health, your relationships, a new career, whatever it may be. When you don't really have a purpose, you just kind of can swing in all different directions, so you're easy to trigger. So tend to your home. If somebody lights you on fire, tend to yourself. Don't go after them. With that, I want to share today's mudra with you. It is called the Suchi Mudra, and we actually will be using your arms rather than just your hands. Normally, I share a mudra that involves just your hands, although a mudra can involve your entire body. Mostly, I like to share them where you're using your hands because you can easily incorporate these into your life in a more discreet way if you're in a crowd. So let's get you meditating. Go ahead and sit up straight. Straight spine keeps you nice and alert. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you likely hold tension. Eyes are closed and gently uplifted to keep your thoughts uplifted to the point between your eyebrows or your spiritual eye, it's often referred to in yoga and meditation. Relax your feet. Relax your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs. Relax your hips. Let your stomach hang out, not sucking it in, let it hang out. This allows you to give yourself a full diaphragmatic breath. It's called belly breathing, oxygenating your entire body with each inhale, feeling your abdomen rise upward, and with each exhale, feeling it sink back downward. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your chest. Soften your shoulders. Feel your back relax. Soften your throat. Relax your neck. Release any tension in your jaw. Soften your face. Beautiful. Notice how you feel. Today's Suchi Mudra is a mudra to let go of pent-up energy, distracting thoughts, anger, self-doubt. It helps you to unconditionally love yourself and others. It helps you to let go of prejudices, judgments, and any negative feelings you harbor against others. To do the mudra, we'll use our breath. go ahead and take your hands if you choose to do the mudra. If not, just keep your hands there on your lap and do the breathing. If you do the Suchi Mudra with us, make your hands into fists. Fold your thumb across your closed fingers and hold them there in front of your chest. Do a nice long inhale through your nose, and as you do so, stretch out your right arm right in front of you and point your index finger upward. Upward to the ceiling or the sky, wherever you're meditating. Your left arm is still at your chest with your left fist clenched. Not tightly, just loosely. Notice how you feel as you do this. Now, tense and kind of pull back your left arm as if you're shooting a bow or arrow. Just pull it back. And as your finger on your right hand is pointed upward, your right hand is stretched out in front of you, inhale 6 times. Inhale 6 breaths. Inhale through your nose. Holding this tension as if you're pulling a bow and arrow. Exhale through your nose. Inhale. Holding the tension of your arms as if you're pulling a bow and arrow. Exhale through your nose. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your nose. Inhale, holding the tension in your arms. And exhale, letting go of tension in your thoughts and your mind. Inhale in your through your nose. And exhale through your nose. Go ahead and place your hands in your lap now and just notice how you feel. This is a mudra that can also be done to help you manage chronic constipation. You can do it 4 times a day, up to 6 to 12 times in the morning and at noon when your body is assimilating most of the food you've eaten. Now go ahead and let's switch sides and do it again. We'll inhale and exhale for 6 breaths as you hold your arms as if you're pulling a bow and arrow. Go ahead again. Place your fists at your chest. And now pull back with your right arm and put your left arm outstretched in front of you, pointing your finger upward at the ceiling. You could even feel a little tug in your wrist as you point your finger upward. Just make sure it's gentle. Now pull back and let's inhale for 6 breaths. As you inhale, inhale cleansing air. And as you exhale, release tension, prejudices, anything that holds you back. Inhale through your nose, nice and even and deeply. Exhale through your nose, evenly, deeply let it go. Inhale through your nose. And exhale through your nose. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your nose, holding your arms, holding the tension. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through the nose. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your nose. Release your arms. At any time, if you feel weak or dizzy, just resume your normal breathing. And your arms may have felt heavy or tired as you held them out there. And that's okay. You can release them anytime you want to. As you continue to meditate, see yourself as someone who can forgive not only yourself, but others as well. This is a mudra of release. Continue your meditation, just noticing how your energy is settling right now, your mood, your state. Go into your stillness. Just noticing how you're feeling, letting your mind relax. And if your mind wanders, bring it back to this technique or to your breath. Meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.